This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, August 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 5.55% this week, according to Freddie Mac. It marks the highest level since June and is nearly double the average rate from a year ago. Real estate agents say that higher mortgage rates are causing some prospective buyers to put off purchase plans because it adds hundreds of dollars or more to the monthly cost of owning a home. Sales of existing U.S. homes fell for a sixth straight month in July, the longest stretch of declines in over 8 years. A few other economic data points out today. The Commerce Department says the decline in gross domestic product, a measure of overall economic output, was less severe last quarter than initially estimated. One factor was an upward revision of consumer spending, which accounts for the bulk of economic output. And in a sign that the jobs market remains strong, the Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims fell slightly last week to 243,000. And the U.S. military used helicopter gunships overnight to kill what it said were members of an Iranian-backed militia that had fired rockets at a base used by American forces in Syria. Iran denied any connection to the sites hit by the U.S. The two retaliatory strikes in 2 days are the latest in a slow-burning conflict between the U.S. military and Iranian-backed militant groups in Syria and Iraq that have sworn to drive American forces from the region. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.